You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me. Also, I'm so glad Mark's here.
Yeah, I want to welcome back to the air Mark Scheller.
Good afternoon.
Buyer's agent from the Irvin team at Coal Banker Gundaker. If anybody wants to reach Mark, I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website, and we'll have a blog post for this at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And look for Mark Scheller, and Mark will put all of your contact information on there. Definitely encourage people to be able to contact you if they need anything around buying a property. They're not going to get anybody more qualified. Now, you know, on the last segment, we were talking about that crazy story of, you know, coming across a dead body. You know, they're probably not all quite that
just
dramatic.
Saying it and, like that.
Yeah, dark and gloomy.
I see that, right?
But you know, are there any other crazy things that you've seen happen? Like, especially recently?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So just a month ago, it was another noon appointment where I had an approved appointment to go into a home, and I walked up and the house was on lockdown. I mean, it was dark, all the blinds were down. I thought the house was vacant. And so I stepped into the foyer, knocked on the door, marked the realtor, all that jazz. I put one foot into the foyer, and the owner was sleeping in the family room, which was straight ahead. He was sleeping on one of these mega bean bags, if you've seen
nice.
The info commercials. Okay. And so it was a sad situation where the wife had emptied out the house. The only thing left was a bean bag and some office furniture.
Gosh.
And I walk into the house. Mm-hmm. And I walk into the house, and he's laying there on the beanbag, sleeping. This is noon. This was not 8:30. This was noon. He's sleeping with his leg up, which is barren.
Uh-oh.
And he's sleeping, and he looks up, and he says,
"Oh."
And I say, "Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I can come back later." He says, no, it's okay. And I hope that he had something else on. I'm not sure. So the nice gentleman, he gets himself put together, I guess. We're in the backyard, walking the backyard. He peels out of the driveway. I think he was hitting 50 by the time he got to the mailbox.
Oh, gosh.
And we go inside the house. I go back in. We go into the house. And on the computer, which is right there in the living room, right next to the front door.
Oh, no.
There was a website on the computer that I would not consider
adult
G-rated.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Got it.
And the client says, oh, my gosh, get it off of there.
Oh.
And so I went over to minimize the screen and realized I had to touch the mouse. Which was very gruesome, which
mouse.
Was not right. And
wow.
So I kind of poked at it with my pen and I got it minimized. And so,
Mark.
And then in the house, we found a copy of the paper, the divorce papers that had just been served that prior night. And the poor gentleman was having a very rough day.
Emotional.
And sadly, I didn't help it. But I guess the moral of the story is
send you in first.
If you have an experienced realtor and you encounter some crazy stuff, hopefully they can take the brunt of that and just allow the client to stay focused on the house search. That's my goal. Every day I'm going upstairs, I'm picking, I'm cleaning up houses, I'm picking up dirty laundry off of the ground, trying to make the home more presentable for that seller who didn't seem to care.
I love it. And this isn't the same guy that had a car wreck as part of it, too.
He also had a car wreck. He rear-ended a neighbor's car, and there was smoke coming out of his brand-new car when we left there, too. He really had a rough day.
Ooh, that is not
that
the way you want to start your day. Poor guy.
For sure.
Well, that's a great story. I love that.
Oh my gosh. When I use Mark, he's going in first for sure.
Very good.
I am not going in until he gives two thumbs up.
With my body armor. I'm wearing body armor.
Go in.
Just never know what you're going to find. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Mark Scheller, number one buyer's agent in the history of the St. Louis market. Okay, when I say that, that's a bold statement, but I think it's safe to say that in 23 years, you've represented more buyers than any other buyer's agent ever. How many buyers would you just guess that you've represented over the years?
1,100, 1,150, something like that, as far as transactions that completed.
Right.
Buyers that I've served is more than that, of course, but happy
but
ones to help.
That have actually closed over 1,100. That's
correct.
That's a massive number.
That's staying focused and staying in the trenches and being out in the field and being available. That's what that is.
So that gives you enough repetition where you really start to see some patterns that happen mm-hmm. over and over.
Huge.
As you're dealing with these people.
Correct.
And understanding the emotions they get involved with it. Earlier, I want to go a little bit further with the conversation we were having about the emotions versus the logic when it comes to buying a home. Mm-hmm. Because you probably get some people that use some complex methods of spreadsheeting out all the features of different homes.
Sure, Doug.
And how much do you encourage people to do that versus understanding? Because like when it's right at home, usually don't you just feel it?
Absolutely. Within 20 seconds, the National Association of Realtors says, within 20 seconds, buyers make most yes-no choices after they're educated.
Within 20 seconds. So
20 seconds.
Do you think that a lot of people that aren't open to the intuition about a property silence that and don't make a decision that first 20 seconds because they're too focused on their spreadsheet?
Intentionally. Absolutely.
Okay. So how do you help people get off of that and move to like really be open to knowing what the right property is?
So what happens is early on a client, and I receive these emails every week, you guys, a client will send me a wish list. I'll call it a birthday list. Okay. All the things that kids want on their birthday, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they'll send me a list. Usually there's 10 to 20 bullet points of what they like to see in their new house, their next house, all the way down to jets in the tub, right?
Right. Okay. Right. Right.
Very detailed. And what they're doing is they're defining their box, if you can imagine mm-hmm. a box. Okay?
Right. This is the box we're going to live in.
Correct. And that's the box where we realtors go out and we search inside of that box. Okay. It's a very logical box. All right. Then we go out and we see those homes. There's usually 10 to 30 homes in that box. And after a client sees those, often they realize, oh, there's something wrong with my box,
mm-hmm.
which is right. Where Trulia and Zillow come in. And all of a sudden they're shopping and they see houses that emotionally are excited, but they're outside of their box.
Got it.
And as their employees, if they're saying they would like to see a home between 150 and 180, and I send them a home that's 190, I'm not doing my job correctly.
Right.
But if they find a home on Trulia for 190 that has just the backyard they want, that's okay. And then they're teaching me, they're writing me back with, hey, Mark, let's go see this house. I know it's outside of my parameters, but let's go see it anyway. And those public websites really help people stretch and grow.
So that's interesting. So you're saying that very, very frequently somebody ends up buying a property that's not within the box that they've even defined.
At least half the time. Amazing.
It is amazing.
How frequently that happens.
That's very counterintuitive. I wouldn't think that.
And what I encourage folks to do is when they go out and they see all of those homes that are logical to their spreadsheet, I'm encouraging them to have their choice be more organic. To lay down the spreadsheet, not to put it away, just to lay it down a little bit and focus more on how they feel when they're there.
Well, then on, you know, once when they deal with that and they feel like they like the right house and they do like it, that's when they need somebody that can look at it and really know what they're looking at with the bare bones of the house, the guts of the house. Your background has to be really, really handy when it comes to representing a buyer as a structural engineer, as a former mechanical engineer. You know the value of the house. What are some of the insights that you can give them when you're inside these properties?
And I just almost feel guilty. Sometimes people are looking for the perfect house. They fall in love with it. And then they say, Mark, what's wrong with it? Please don't say it. But I have to say it. You know, it's my duty to coach them on what's wrong with the house. Okay. But yeah, that emotional tug, maybe it's in the right neighborhood. Maybe it's in the right parish. There's something about the house that they just fall in love with so much head over heels. I really try to talk about the problems and not just the exciting, fun stuff.
Well, your ability to be able to see, you know, look at a crack in a foundation and have an idea of what it is and look at the furnace and know how old it is and is it the right, you know, the right unit that they even need for it.
Is it sized properly? Is there corrosion? Is a heat exchanger shot? You bet. A lot of those things.
Well, that's invaluable. And Mark, I really appreciate you coming in today. And if anybody is looking for great representation when they buy a home, I don't know that I could give a stronger recommendation than talk with Mark Scheller.
Yes.
From the Irvin team at Coal Banker Gundaker in Chesterfield. Mark, I'm going to make sure all of your contact information is on our website. And I think that somebody's going to be very well represented if they use you.
How much does it cost to use a buyer's agent, Doug?
Zero.
That's
zero.
Good.
That's
affordable.
That's
I think.
A really good question.
That seems affordable.
A lot of people overlook that as
there
paid,
you go.
It's paid for by the seller. It costs Absolutely. You nothing to be represented by Mark, the best. So Thank you again for coming in. Just go to DougHaldeman.com and look for Mark Schaller. That's DougHaldeman.com. And we'll put Mark Schaller's information up there. So thanks, Mark.
Appreciate the time, Doug. Tammy?
Thanks.
So coming up, we're going to have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions and Mary from his favorite charity, We'll Work for Food, talking about an event they have coming up in just a couple weeks. Don't miss on the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.